You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Friday, November the 2nd. Andy Holding looking at eight races for you at Dundalk again this evening. We've got competitive stuff as ever, big handicaps, big fields and lots of horses that ran early on in the week. So there's a good bit of continuity and a chance to strike while the iron's hot on a couple of horses who are in clearly good nick.
Race 1.
On to the 5:30, then the first race on the card, which is a 5 furlong maiden for the 2-year-olds. Captain of the Bounty sets a reasonably good standard here, having run 3 times, got a rating of 86. And he managed to finish 2nd in a hot race of the day down in Avon behind Stabber Companion Western Frontier, who was well fancied. The time figure of the race was very good, and this horse kept on quite well in the latter stages. He's already had the experience of running on this all-weather surface, being by Warfront, of course. And if it wasn't for the draw, he'd probably be a more confident vote. At the prices, I must admit, I do quite like the chances of Recovery Road from the Judge of O'Brien stable. He comes in here in good nick, and he ran really well in that aforementioned race out in Avon behind the favourite, Captain of the Bounty. He just was stuck out on the wing from his bad draw. He got a slow start, and he raced down the middle of the track, which is obviously very unfavourable on that particular occasion. He's got a good draw tonight in stall one. And with the Shane Cross continued to catch the eye, I do think this colt by No No Never, of course, is bred to go on the surface. Around about 12-1 is a decent bet with and without the favourite there in the first.
Race 2.
On to the 6 o'clock then. First of the Trappy Handicaps, and Peshkova is the one to be with here. I thought she was really impressive a couple of days ago when she landed a maiden in pretty decisive fashion. She was second favourite behind the very well-backed Sky Moon. But she made those odds look rather wide of the mark, by the way. She travelled through that race and quickened on demand inside the last 2 furlongs. Indeed, she clocked 34 seconds dead off the corner, which is pretty good for the grade. Connections have gone for Nathan Cross to take £7 off, obviously, top weight of 10 stone 4. She's got a decent mark of just 69 for a handicap bow. And apart from Dash Door and Dan's Gift, who are coming in good form, the rest of them don't really look up to much at the moment. So Peshkova is a strong choice to follow up there in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, and Atlas sets a standard here, having run well here the other day behind Sprite Sorcia. But he's kind of like reluctance to get the job done. He's a little bit of a question mark hanging over him here. I mean, he should have won the other day. I mean, he stared defeat victory in the face, and he decided to blow a raspberry at it and got done a short head. He just would not go by Sprite Sorcia, so perhaps not the one to get too heavily involved with at a very short price. So therefore, I'm going to put up Georgian Bay as a good alternative. This 8-year-old comes in good nick, having run well on his last 2 starts over a mile and a quarter. He just got a little bit too far of his ground the other day when Touch of Gold rather got first run on him. But he stowed on quite nicely in the latter stages. Hopefully with a bit more of a forceful ride from a low draw today, will they see this horse back in the winner's enclosure. I don't see him having a problem dropping back in trip.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock, and all eyes here no doubt will be on First Response, who caught the eye last time out at Garran Park in a decent maiden. But I was also quite taken by the performance of Captain Dan on his debut behind Tintoretto here the other day. And that time figure was exceptionally good. Sky Moon ran really well out of that race the other day at Dundalk. So I think that form's okay. And given that he gets the race over a little bit further today, I think his way he raced that day and his pedigree suggests he wants further. 11-4 looks a fairly decent bet. Actually, he was 9-2 overnight, which is a real niggle because he was a good each-way bet to nothing. But either way, I think 11-4 is still a fair bet against the favourite in that 7 o'clock.
Race 5.
on to the 7:30 then. Quite a decent little handicap we've got on our hands here. And obviously Tumtane comes here in really good order. And looks the one to beat based on her last two victories at Garum and Galway respectively. I actually was really more impressed with her run the other day on softer ground at Galway than I was the time before at Garum. When Joseph gets these fillies on a roll, they're very, very difficult to go against. And whilst there are obviously one or two others at better odds who make quite a bit of appeal, particularly Athib, I do think he's probably the each-way call, apart from the favourite. It's probably best served on this occasion to stick with the informed favourite, Tumtane.
Race number six.
On to the 8 o'clock then. I'm going to stick with the horse who won early on here in the week in the shape of Abigno, who was a pretty impressive winner on the day, beating two horses who went into that race in good shape, such as Gunmaker and Ty Connell. I actually fancied the third horse on that occasion, so I've got to tip my hat and say, well, Abigno won fair and square on the day, clocked a good time, and that was off the back of two good placed efforts behind the aforementioned Tumtane and a good run down in court behind Stormy Air. So he certainly wasn't winning out of turn. He's around about 4-1 top price this morning. And if you can get on with that to price a quarter of the odds, then that looks a fairly safe bet.
Race seven.
On to the 8:30 then, and probably one of my best bets, if not the best bet on the card, is this Admiralty from the Johnny Murta stable. This horse travelled like the wrath of God the other day here over 7 furlongs, but unfortunately he just got picked off late on behind Kingsfield, who's a horse going places. The pair were miles clear of the rest in a very fast time. It was the fastest furlong per furlong time on the card. And Binnie's, he's got a couple of front runners today in the race, Geological and Bayer Scale. He should arguably get the same setup. Now he's dropping back to 6 furlongs today, which is definitely his best trip. His two victories have come over 6 in his life. So I can't see this horse not running well here tonight. I've had a decent bet on him at 7-2 each way this morning, and it's hard to see him not going well.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and quite a competitive little concluding contest. But I do think Commando On is the one to be with again. He's just so reliable in these kind of races. It's hard to look against him. He comes here off the back of a couple of placed efforts and a win. His win was sandwiched in between 2 seconds behind the likes of Nimitz and Echo Park. Two horses that would probably be fairly short price favourite to win this race. And he goes from the front. Shane Fowley knows how to ride him. He always jumps off in front, sets a good gallop. But he just keeps going, this fellow. He doesn't stop. So therefore, I do think he's a fair bet this morning, around about the 3-1 mark, to continue his good form and to perhaps back up or get back in the winner's enclosure. Thanks very much then for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hope you can join us again on Sunday, when we're going to be taking a look at the concluding flat card at Nace, which is a flat race meeting beginning at 12:20. So until then, it's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.